As we've been discussing this week, climate change is now back in sharp focus following the leak particularly of Labor's discussion paper yesterday on an emissions trading scheme and the government's ban on taxpayer-funded investments in wind and small-scale solar. With these political divisions as a backdrop, there's now been a significant shift on the issue from one of the country's most influential farming groups. Delegates attending the New South Wales Farmers Association annual conference have passed a motion calling on governments to do more to support the transition from fossil fuels towards renewable energy sources. In doing so, they've dumped their previous position, which called for a royal commission into whether humans were responsible for climate change. That's on the face of it quite a switch. Association President Fiona Simpson is speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine.
Fiona Simpson, good morning.
Good morning, Alison.
How significant is this change by New South Wales farmers when it comes to your approach to climate change?
I think it's quite significant in terms of modernising our policy and making sure that we have publicly a position that reflects our membership and their views. And I think what had happened was that we have a large amount of policy on our books, and over time it had got quite outdated. And as we found yesterday when we discussed the resolution, in actual fact, it wasn't representative of all of our views. And I think now it's much better, much more modern policy, and certainly reflects what I hear when I'm talking to farmers out there in the region.
So you've adopted what you say is a modern policy, which encourages governments to support the transition from fossil fuels such as coal and gas towards renewable energy sources. You say it does reflect your members' views, but has there been any resistance from your members to this change? It's quite a significant change.
We did have some good, robust debate yesterday when we discussed the resolution, and it's always good to have every view brought forward. And obviously, we live in a community where, and particularly on this issue, there are differing views. So those views were certainly brought forward, and we had a very good discussion. But I have to say, when it came to the voting on this resolution, parts of it were, and it was put in there was a whole series of parts of the resolution, and parts of it were unanimous. So there was overwhelming support for changing the resolutions. Our Young Farmers Council had done an enormous amount of work in the wording of the resolution and behind the scenes actually looking at what needed to change, and put forward a very, very sensible alternate policy, which we were very happy to adopt.
And from what you can see, are governments doing enough to promote the use of renewable energies in this country?
Look, certainly not. Our members certainly feel that there are a lot of opportunities, particularly in rural and regional areas, around renewable energy. Our farms and renewable energy often do go hand in hand if it is planned properly, if the incentives are right, and if we have a focus on those things. Now, we don't necessarily have at all the right policy settings for any of those things to happen yet in Australia. But we need to get those policy settings in place. It doesn't make sense that we have large areas of Australia that would be perfect for solar or potentially even wind. But it needs to be planned properly. We need to have the right consultation. We have to have the right processes in place. And then we need to be able to make sure that if we generate that sort of energy, then landholders can also benefit from feeding that energy into the grid and into the nation. So let's get the policy, and then let's get the government policy right to suit that the needs of the community.
And in adopting this new policy, New South Wales farmers have dumped its previous position, which was it's not carbon dioxide pushing up temperatures, and that a royal commission is needed to explore the scientific veracity that carbon is a pollutant. As far as New South Wales farmers are concerned, is the science now settled? Anthropogenic climate change is for real?
As far as New South Wales farmers is concerned, we're going to leave the science to the scientists. And certainly we think we are going to acknowledge that we must get rid of fossil fuels, and we must start talking about climate change. We must start talking about what is actually the way forward for these these energies, and we must actually move forward from here and be part of the conversation. Our farmers must absolutely be part of the conversation, and part of the conversation about issues that are affecting them directly. And this issue and the changing climate is an issue that does affect farmers. We've been dealing with it on a daily basis, and farmers are very good at innovating and adapting, and we've seen that over many years. So let's, you know, have the discussion, let's be part of the discussion, and make sure that we are actively participating in what should be a very active community and government debate.
Fiona Simpson, just finally and briefly, your conference has also passed an urgency motion imploring both the state and federal governments to halt the approval of the Shenhua Watermark coal mine on the Liverpool Plains. You've had farmers gathered at your conference over the past few days. How much anger is out there about the conditional approval that's already been granted?
This just seems to be a groundswell of support at the moment for what is really an absolutely pivotal issue. This is about not just about the Liverpool Plains, but this is about the government's attitude to agricultural land and water, a finite resource. This is about the short-term use of this land for extractive industry, which will then alienate those resources and that land for many future generations. This is about government making sensible decisions around planning for agriculture, and it is absolutely overwhelming to see the levels of support that have come through from the 300 people at this conference and in the community generally. And I think potentially goes hand in hand with some of our discussions about the short-term nature of fossil fuels, the need to explore renewable energy, the need to have a planning system that focuses on our sustainable soils and our water and the best use of those for the nation and for our state and for our community. So we are vowing to keep fighting this mine. We think it is an absolutely dumb decision. And we need to make sure that government takes responsibility for the right decision here. And I think we're committed to that.
Fiona Simpson, thank you for your time.
Thanks very much, Alison.
Fiona Simpson is the president of the New South Wales Farmers Association, and she was speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine.